Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord we're able to spend this time together as we talk about problems. Now, that is a difficult area to approach because for most of us, our immediate and first response is, I don't want to hear about problems. I've had enough of them. I've had people say, people that love God and walk with God for years, is like one problem gets solved and another one springs up. And we are living in very difficult times. I'm not diminishing that, but problems are something that we don't want to have to go through. In fact, many of us yearn for that time when we're going to be with the Lord, when there won't be any more problems. There will be peace and joy, and a temptation will be gone, sin will be gone, and it will be glorious beyond our imagination. We long for that, and that's what our destiny is. However, God has a plan for His people. He wants us, through the experiences we go through in life, to, number one, become like Jesus, and secondly, to come into a maturity with the mind of Christ, the character of Christ, which is the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, all the very aspects of the very character of Jesus, and to be mature so that we can rule and reign with Him. Isn't that correct? Revelation talks about we are kings and priests unto Him. Well, someone that's going to be a good king or a good priest who ministers to the Lord in worship and in obedience certainly has to understand God's principles. And it may be an unpleasant thought to consider that the problems that we experience are not being sent by the devil. He will do that. But the bottom line is God allows them for His purposes. For it is through the testing, through the knowledge that we gain to our turning to the Lord and our victory over those issues, those problems, those difficulties, that not only is God glorified, but that we become like Jesus. There's nothing that we cannot face through the power of the Holy Spirit and the strength of His Word. And so the problems that we go through, I've been talking about stewardship, like all we did last week, that's actually another area that we must assume stewardship over, that God's has an inheritance for us, and that inheritance is a shared life in Jesus. God says to us in Ephesians, at opening chapter 1:18, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of His inheritance in the saints. And His inheritance is in us is a shared life and shared rulership over His projects. It's what God has planned in the ages to come. And so it behooves us, it benefits us, that we change our attitude about the issue of problems. Problems, are, in a sense, are our very own personal property, and we have stewardship over them. Why? Because God uses problems, the trials, the things that we go through, to forge our character, to make us more like Jesus. Now, the natural man, you know, I had shared on yesterday's broadcast about the prodigal son. He wanted the power, he wanted the finances, so his father didn't object, just gave him his inheritance. He had personal liberty. He went off into a far land and did whatever he wanted to do. And eventually, all his resources were dried up. He found himself in a pig pen trying to feed the pigs and wish wishing he could eat what they were eating. He was starving. And he then came to himself. And that's what God wants us to do, that we need to come to ourselves when we're just overwhelmed with problems. And the enemy utilizes this in a powerful way. Sometimes, some of you listening, you have been through so much, you feel like, Lord, I don't have the strength, it feels, to go on. So what is the answer? How do we receive God's power? How do we receive his mind, his ability to view the things we've gone through, the things that are happening in our lives from his perspective? Well, the word tells us that when I am weak, then I am strong. Beloved, you cannot do it in your own strength. You simply don't have the resources. And those of you who are naturally strong in character and in purpose, sometimes the battles he allows to come your way are just overwhelming. And he allows that to happen so you realize it isn't your own strength. It's not your own ability to bounce back, but it is only going to be God's grace and God's strength that's going to bring you through. And we have to understand that spiritual responsibility is our portion in every area of our life, including the problems. How do we look at them? And we have to understand that God wants us to share his understanding, his knowledge, his ability, and authority with him over his creation, and we have to start with ourselves. If we can't have authority and rulership over ourselves, how can we do that for his creation or for the greater works that are ahead? Problems cleanse us, and you might say, really? Yes, they do. They teach us our weakness without God. They cleanse us from selfish ambition, as it did for that prodigal son. He thought he was just going to live high and have a wonderful time, and he was just thinking of himself, but we see where he ended up, with loss and in the pig pen. So we ourselves are cleansed from selfish ambition, from presumption and ignorance. God wants us to become problem solvers, not just for other people. We have to learn to view our problems as a divine emissary, if you will, to become strong, to find a way out. And how do we do that? Faith, beloved, faith is required. God has a way of escape. And many times we don't realize, even though we love God with all of our heart, that we can sometimes be the problem. God will give power not on our potential, because he knows, he sees us in the finished format, if you will. He sees us as a perfected child of God. He sees us having gone through issues and problems. He sees us as a mature son and daughter. And so the power is given not on potential, because he knows what he's put in you, beloved, but on your faithfulness. And so faithfulness to the Lord, and also to gain an understanding that we look at problems in a new light, from a new perspective. The problems you're going through right now, and they can be of any sort. And, you know, as I shared, we looked at the metrons of authority that we have, our physical bodies. You could have health problems. You could have problems with your thoughts, with your attitudes, with the things that are going on internally that only the Lord knows. You could have problems in your relationships, problems with becoming who God has ordained you to be, not fulfilling the things, the abilities, the talents that God has placed within you, and even problems with with the things you possess, your finances, the areas that God has given us as that we are to be ruler under him for the things he has given us. And so we need to change our perspective. We need to look at problems as a doorway to power and authority. How do we do that? By understanding we can't do it ourselves. They stimulate dependence on God, and they also foster courage. It sometimes the things we face are so overwhelming, but we have to say, Lord, I can do this through your strength, through your knowledge, through your creativity and wisdom, through the patience that he would give us, through tenacity, through endurance. All these things, beloved, that are required in the problems that confront us, build and reveal character. And if we're being irresponsible, if we just try to run from the problems, have you found that doesn't work? It doesn't work. No, they remain there. We might want to try to hide our head in the sand, but when we come up for air, we realize they're still there. And so when we are irresponsible in any of these five areas or metrons of accountability I've shared with you, it means that we're not properly stewarding what God has given us. Those are your problems, beloved. Those are things that belong to you, but you're not to be trapped by them. You're not to throw up your hands and say, well, no matter what I do, it can't work. No, in yourself it can't, but in order to prepare us for heaven, God has to give us his heavenly perspective, which is found in the Word of God. And so we need to change our attitude toward our problems. We don't have any problem that we face that a miracle from God can't solve. And looking through God's Word, our dependence on Him, that we will find those problems are going to just bury us through circumstances, through the negative things the enemy would bring our way, through depression, discouragement, but it's a way of coming into the fullness of maturity that God has for us. Well, my time is gone, and we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me, and I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. Sometimes you might feel all alone in the battles you're facing, and sometimes you're just not able to share with those closest to you the things that are going on. But know that I've gone through enough problems and challenges in my life that I have a great ability to empathize with whatever you can go through, because it seems like I've had more than my share of problems. But I thank Him for making me and giving me the wisdom to rely on Him. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.